I can see that my heart hit me, that I can't see good anymore. So if I be sure we share this tip with kids, and I have to stand up for that. You guys don't have to stand up. That on the way I couldn't breathe good, and I really, my breathing really had a hard time. So this scene over there, 1946, I left in this village, hard days. We moved down to fish camp. I think I have Agnes and Ina and Daisy, just baby, just a newborn baby. And we left down there. We set up tent, and my dad is blind, was down there. My kids. This part is hard for me to talk about. That tears run down to your face when you open up something down there, fish camp. And nobody to come back from this village. Nobody. Our chief tried to save Joanne and his mother, move to Big Gristle. Little Gristle tried to save that one little lousy girl, that baby. That had to be my niece. We stay Big Gristle. I can't talk about the day, but this scene, after so many years, I don't want to face Gila Lake. I just don't want to face. You have to be strong like me. I'm very strong for anything. Right now, I had two daughters. All my friends are not well right now. Mary Lou, Agnes, and my youngest daughter. At some time, I think about it. I want to face again. I don't think so. Unless I break in. I come back over there and Hoshink, I see over there village, just like all everything come out. No smoke, lots grass. I look big cemetery, I don't see cemetery. I look at my friendly cemetery, I can't see. That's what it means when this chicken hits you. I meet that sun. Patty Healy have one son too, but that one is hard for me. So you kids ready? You don't have to do anything. Just gets in your heart. Either do you don't let a touch from a healer like and gets in your heart. I never think you don't let you part of the family. Mendes check take you. Yoo-hoo, ha-ee-ha-hee-hee-hee-ha-hee-hee-hee-ha-ee-ha-ha-ya. Mendes check takes you. Yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo, ha-ee-ha-hee-hee-hee-hee-ha-ee-ha-ya. Mendes check takes you. Yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo, ha-ee-ha-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee- Okay. What you want I start? What kind? time best. You want to talk about your deal?
Emma, maybe say what that song say in English, what that means.
English?
Uh-huh.
When death targeted you, that I feel sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I feel sorry for village, no people, no butter. That's what it means when death targeted you. That's murder. Murder kind of like, that's what it means. And that's what it means when death targeted you. That's like, gee, over there, I feel sorry for that village. That's what it means. You catch on, no?
I just don't know when other people
yeah,
listen to
yeah, it's going to be there. Uh-huh.
Okay,
I just talked with him a while ago. I don't want double up, I don't want to report, repeat. If kind of like that, then I can stop talk. So, okay, we left this one. I never talk about it. So I had to talk about this and all this and don't know yet. I never talk about it. We stay the big gristle and there and me and Alice and Margaret, Alec Joe and my husband and Agnes and Daisy, and I don't have my son by that time. We stay away in the back door. I'm sorry I talk English after a while. And he likes listen, he like word. And do ta zota zilt ich zota ta zas chuchi zilt ich in we stay there. Then this one, the kids don't know. Alec Joe passed away, big girl. And then from there, we don't know what to do. Alec Joe don't belong to Tenacross, but we send him back to Tenacross, being bare up there. And then we stay there from there. Later on, we move to Little Gristle, and me and my cousin Jeannie and my niece Darla and our chief John Healy and Alice and Margaret, we stay there. Little Gristle, that's our little village too. We stay there. And for a long time we stay there. And we don't have kids to worry about. Kids small to go to school. And we stay there. And then my husband begins to start sick. And then either door we stay there. And then our chief go out trap to Chichindiga and dig it. It's like the mirror, so the friendly eat. When take it like, and it's when take it like the bear, as a hooter, and the ill shake, his friendly, he fit his friendly. That's mean, it's his dig, that's the name, Indian name, way in the back. I've been in there. From this village, I was my night dog. I went to that way in the back sheep country, and I bring back whole sheep over there in the village. So man job, woman job, I did both. So right now, today, I don't miss nothing. I guess I'm about to hold my hand, walk around, but it's cute. Way in the back, and then he went back last trip. That's how you kids, grandpa's gone. Last trip he went back get ship, bring back ship to little Gressel so we can eat all. And that big open place, ice. All of a sudden, dog's leg is like that, and dog's legs wing like that, and our chief hit ice, rolled down, and he fell down, and ice, four rip broke the sight. That's our chief, each the one our chief died while he's still young, and start a hemorrhage. He takes to doctor, but he can't do nothing, so he started a hemorrhage. And I gotta talk about this as correct story, you kids. You don't know this part of story. So then later on, he was gone right there. That's how our chief been buried on there, part of my dear Cherokee people, Little Gressel. My niece, our chief, Stephen Healy, and her little sister, little girl, and one more little baby been buried. It's quite a few part of from this village been buried, little Gressel. From there we stay, and I don't know, I want to talk about this, but I just try to make it good, because this is other part, but somehow some people came to Little Gressel, have a trouble with us. And by the time my husband built a house for me up there alongside the road, and my cousin and my niece in down there, Little Gressel, and finally we move up to highway, and we got little log hut. Lumber house with my kids, and then he had bad trouble. Little Gressel come out, and we don't know. Just right now, if you did something, you going to get reward. The my kids don't know this one, and bad trouble. What I did. I let my three kids, I walk halfway where nobody can see, I put them. And real bad trouble over there in our house. Three people come in. He always get ready to each other. And I was scared for woman like me, I take my life in a way for my niece and my cousin. That little Gressel, water just like that, water this much for me. I told my husband, watch kids, I'm going to walk down. I walk down to Little Gressel. That water look pretty rough, I just jump. I'm small, I almost float down, but water this much for me. I went to other side. I tell my niece, come on, let's go. Bad trouble up there. And you understand? Not late in the head, huh, up there. Come on, let's go. All of them, he all the what go in that water. If I did it, you girls gonna make it. And we all hand each other, we go to the water, we make it to other side. Soaking wet, but don't have time to think anything. So we walk back to the road. I put all my friendlies in, and especially Shadish Chini, I put with my kids and my husband together. And nobody had guts, me and Margaret, we had to walk back to my house. Automatic, my mother, before my mother gone die, he bought me automatic. I worry about my gun. Sure hate, but I don't have that gun today. And I went back to our house. That gun is missing already. And with Carl Enstrom, his old time next to us, his real old time, not late, real old time, his real nice person. He's next door to us. Each one he tell us we want to live next door to us. He likes Daisy. His Daisy is a little baby, so cute. And he never see kids like that, so he just make us move to next door. And even the morning, old man bring maybe some little goodie and snap for my little daughter. He do that. That's why he wants we move to. And then he all, some of the all get rid of them, all of them. The person's name's Liam Jones. And sure enough, he went to Little Gristle. He break up cash, house, the stock, and I so thanks for I have all my reality. From there we went to halfway, live on a top tent, just open place we live. And from there I started to go court. That real hard one to go through from special, you come out from little village, but you know what you're doing. You don't have to fret what you're going to do. You can't say, no, I can't do. If you ain't enough, you got to look forward for. You got to go, no matter what. Don't you think, oh, I can't make it. No, Indian never think. Indian has real strong feel, very strong feel. And Indian don't listen to people there, no. Nalchin gotta walk right straight. Keep walking, you push everything. Weird stuff, put it behind. Somebody come along, tell you off, you're gonna get so mad you don't know what to do. But it don't work. Right? That's why I talked to you last fall. Exactly, I open up to you. Sometimes we get mad, it don't work. We cannot say anything in front of our little children, got to respect. We can say something that our little children learn, going to be remembered. And we cannot talk about other person in front of our kids. That's what I raise up my kids. I never talk. When I had company, I told my kids, go upstairs, visit, I had company. And feel free to tell a story. Not seen in very strong, the strong feel, deeply. Us Indian, we don't want nobody push us around. We don't want nobody tell us what to do. We don't want nobody hey, do this. No, not me. Nobody can tell me what to do. I'm really mean for that. I want to do something, I got to do. Like after all I go through, some my brother come out and said, I don't want my sister to dance anymore. But I think too, I laughed, I tell his wife, what kind of Indian he is? I'm going to die. That's my Indian life, my native dance, my native food. That's our native life true to background. From there, we call that 5 mile hill over there. We climb that hill. Little Gristle, after our chief's gone, no food, we don't know what to do. It's inside fish wildlife, we don't know what to do. And my husband where, but his cousin, he don't want chief's wife, she say, I don't want my cousin hungry. little gristle after we come from, after all fuel and all done. We don't do nothing, no potlatch, no nothing. We can't help it. After we put him away real good, our chief dress good, his wife dress him up good, fancy stuff. And if to get, his grandma told me, I saw him just like Popeye and perfect too, not in all way, not any clue. That's mean I don't have to sew in all way. He gave me a beach bill. Gee, you think you can finish that beach bill 2-3 hours? Yeah, stay the chance. His favorite little pocket knife I would put on. And, oh, gee. I grab, I never say nothing, I just grab and 3 hours even, all full with bits, I finish here. Go down, click that, so you can be a woman someday. The word from your grandma, your grandma, your grandma. We come back, no food, no job. We climbed that 5 mile hill like that with our 3 kids. We down to that lake, we have fish camp. And that fish camp, we make tzorishak, we don't need tent. Tzorishak top. Just for you, I talk my native tongue. And we make tzorishak, large tzorishak we cut inside. We had top canvas and campfire. We sit there and whatever we got, we never eat. We give it to our kids dead. Me and my husband will go out to eat. Whatever we got, and that night, big bull moose got in that lake. We got huge bull moose, large chicka, and we cook campfire, we eat good. Fast, they will cut that meat, we walk fast, people are hungry, so they make dry meat fast. Try best we can, and we smoke it a little bit, and then we left that meat there, and we came to village, and we started hunt for rats, and rats, we just you walk around the clock, just do think, and you try everything, and we load a dog pack and we'll go back to a little gristle. But time, real nothing. And we come back with dry meat and dry rats and large little good, and everybody has smile face and happy. And from there we run into bed trouble. And from there we go there to village. We start off with that lake. We don't get alone. I'm just going to say good part, other part. I don't have to talk about. We don't get alone. But I got stuck with my kids go to school. And after my kids graduate, oh boy, I move to talk. I look around for a job. I find a job. And I work. This one, I skip it out, like from a little gristle. He don't accept my dog in a bus, and my kids, and my husband sick, I put it in bus from a little gristle. But this time, I start a walk road. My gun, my pack, and my dog. From little gristle, I walk all the way up to Sam Lake, you know, where I talk about Sam Lake Trail. I made it from little gristle. Yes, I don't know, I can't make it. I set up tent and I go sleep. And I spent night next day, I walk to that lake with my dog. This one almost got it. So I did cut a bit, and we walk this hill. You guys see, we've been all over the whole. It's one right there. The whole as we walk with no easy life. You jump in four wheel and board, and if you go in board, you gotta paddle. You hungry, you go in that boat, you go run, you get moose. No makes difference. We get our moose with paddle. If you don't eat as cozy, that hint, oh, you shoot your ducks there. That's for your food. That's Indian life. This part I never talk about. I'm glad this morning it's come out. I better talk about so these three kids know what's the back life, how painful we go through. That they really, like all my grandkids, entreat me, just spoil me. I'm spoiled and rotten. I just put my fingers on something done. Yeah. Something I don't want to work on. Yeah. I need to work. A point. I got one just after me right there. This poor leg gonna make you work, I kid. We went back from there with happy. All my cousin and her food would go to George Lake with paddles to river. And we stay with Frank Luke for fish. We dry fish. And we do little things. And the inn, we tan moose skin, beaver skin. The inn, her grandma make moccasin, and we have a time to do anything now. I start to make moccasin, I start to do anything, and we go Fairbanks, we bring back truckload. Just us women like us, with this one, give us money. This one. That day, I don't want sewing anymore. I go through so much. One time I joined for potlatch. My mother used to tell me, tea, 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 tea. So you know what it means? If you want to make tea, gotta be sewing stuff there. That's what it means. He make fun of women and laugh with each other. Two women got to work together all the time. And then, last time we all go around, all around to corner to corner to corner with my husband. And last trip we mix all, every each corner we mix. That's my husband last trip. Then we moved to that place for school. That's where my husband died. Woman like me, I go through a lot of hard life. If I talk about it, a lot of tear under my eye. You young, the thing gotta gets in. One day, the one talk with you, that person is gone. Nasa asked, they're going to run down to your cheek age, right now, next day, all of you. Sun is gone down, that word going to hit you. That's what I'm doing, my mother. I never nag to my mother, never. I do anything for my mother. Her knees are not him. Brown soup, whoever use have a tie in anything. hand soap, brown soap, I used to wash, scrub my mother's. And the blanket, I take it out during the day, make sure it's clean, fresh air. I bring back, make the bed. I never say I work too much. Sometimes a whole wood sleigh rope close to me. Sometimes I bring a very strong woman when I'm young like you. I put my sleigh way over there. I bring one cord of wood with my neck. That's how my mother and my dad is warm. You in empty house down there. Linda, she done so many things for me. I was up there. She bring food, cook. All this time bother me. Why? She's not that old. But I'm glad you gave me good news. Hope she well. I hope she come back. Do start up all over again. Change his life. I look forward to be change his life. The drink, what your life going to do? I going to tell a story. Do you be member? Not only me. Either Connie going to use for his grandkids, either him he going to use. Hey, I in a hill like this. Old grandma tell stories like that. It's nice. Maybe he going to tell his kids, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. It's hard. But I did listen every word I listen. That's why I use it right now. Yes, I'm complete educated, my Indian word, but it's not there. A lot of people say, oh, I know anything. I can speak, but not me, and I can say that. No. You got a real passion for word. Whatever you have to say, teach you and your heart for other people. Maybe you share food, little bit of bite with your other friend. That's what it means, teach you. Like last fall, what he got, he just given me. Fat, pat. I still have it in my refrigerator. I steal back a little bit from potlatch. I know I've got to have something to eat. And that's what we did. That's how I began, started up to 1946. And 51 from this village. Non-educated woman. I don't go to school, no kids over there. I don't go to school, nothing, complete nothing. 51, that's like I got a job. One day, it's all my boss taught me. Just like that, I get, use your brain. And, what I gonna make? Oh, I couldn't do what kind I am. And I get a job, I work, I stick with that my job. All those jobs, I never get far one day, and not either one job. Never. I walk 2 miles to my job. Sometimes 3 miles, sometimes 7 days week job, sometimes 10-hour job, sometimes 14-hour job. All day and night shift. If this other person don't show up, I can do the job. I never nag at them. I never say, oh, I'm too tired, I don't want to do. No, I never say that. You want job? Stand on your feet, work. That's me, that's my life. This is I want to share with you kids, and I got a lot of things to plan on already to talk about it. And some reason this month I feel so good to come back my little village. Either one night do me any good. And I'm glad you kids come talk with you to listen. My back days, my mother, my dad would tell me stories, would just sit there, would never move around, no. He had a little willy for us to speak. You start at attention, you don't tension, and he can hit you. How you gonna make it leave when you grown up, you woman? You just sit there all the way through sometime, 1-2 hour story, we listen. It's hard right now if we hit our kid, hey, can cry a lot. But that's our days. Our days, we don't sleep all day. Oh, I want to sleep some more. Oh. You know what my dad used to tell me? Not on one person I talk, all of you guys. Pass on to your kids. No makes difference, don't let it, don't listen. You can pass on to the kids. We're not different. Like I say, against people for a while, I don't want nobody come to my village besides them and them. I'm pretty fussy. I always tell Pat, don't bring nobody over there. I make a mistake, but this time I accept. If he wants somebody to bring, go ahead, but I don't know. Gotta be all native, this is my native village. Then this you pay. Nature would say, not gonna step in. I'm glad all people other side it's still blown to this village. Other side I see all of fancy house we used to be never have. I don't know who bring them. I wonder sometime. It don't belong to them. This village, that's Nalchin village. Over there, old village, history story I hear from way before anything he had village over there. All the way through to Nalchin. We have few Chikagyu in our village. And sometimes something bothers me, but it's okay. Maybe it's good for you guys, make company, you hear motor, you see something. But I really don't care that much. I could just write to say this is my village. I'm old too, I'm just right to talk about it. And from there, okay, I talk about all this, what we done with your grandfather. I never talk about this. From there, after everybody die, we all, my niece, move wrong direction, got married. My niece and I used to be like that. We share our $1 with each other. We watch each other. Make sure one don't hungry. Make sure other one dress good. We share, we share, we share. We work together for the mile together. That's right there, we split. She say, my aunt, I fall in love, I'm going to get married. Woo, okay. That's where my niece left me for the month. Get married. That's where it came out. I never talk about this with your kids. Now who says it would say to me at this? He knows. That's it me say to me at this? You know what's in the name? That over there, Hakusmen, Swan Lake, that Lone Hill, Teichzege, Held Adamen, Uchel, that were most always and dark, most like it dirt, that's my native word, I can say it and dark, most like that thing he eats that dirt, that's what and dark, that hill over there, just like basketball field. This one he calls Uchel. Way in the back, way long time ago, in top that hill, person's name. He's kind of like, maybe that's why over there he calls Bearstone Village. And men live up there in top. He don't want nobody disturb. So he said in top, her name is Uchel. He make Indian basketball was chok, porcupine quillet, and basketball he play. And I hear other side just used to be beautiful, and all bunch of young kids go there, he play with that Indian basketball, chukhel. Chukhel, that's basketball, being made with porcupine decoration with feather, and he just say, that's why he called Uchel Zell. And all the way to that hill river, I play dig, to check, where the big hill to a yard, and this, that's how the and that little creek. Little creek, and I wonder it's still there. Little creek, Takatsindig. He called it like Makmar, Takatsindig. He called, and that's how the A R. That's called not later we call cash, high cash, but Indian way that's how the A R. And I can't and. I play in dig connect with Kain Khan. I play a big, huge fish full time. There's just lots in that creek. That's where you take all your supply. And that's what it means. I play in dig and connect with Kain Khan. Kain, there's some place, this big animal. Used to be a lot over there. And really during the night time, just stand up. He make hole so much of those where sanitary. And I don't know what happened. I never see any anymore, you see? He used to be a lot during the night. I guess. During the night. Oh, I know. That's what it means. He name of that little animal. That's Chief Hilly. After you pass Kain Khan, he has some huge this and those pink stuff, say, that's Indian paint. That's real. This one I want you guys, maybe someday, either though different, but maybe Pat Goran, he gonna see that little hill, I don't know how. No young people go there, no, that woman, chief herself, he gone climb that hill, he have a little skin back and he just pick and just all full back, he call it face, Indian paint, and paint your face if you mad, if you really mad and you strong woman, I put that face on you. Somebody come, torch to him, you understand, like that. Ooh, he looks mean. And that's one tzeich, that's where that tzeich from. You gotta get it. That's real, real pink. Real nice pink. And he called it tzeich. That's where the Indian paint come out. You touch something, well, stays there, never faded out. And he also Shantegar, he helped all your kids don't understand. That's why English and I mix. It's hard for me to be English and my native tongue mix. And also to loose out my native word from a healer, like a little bit. Just touch. And From there way up there, some place, big lake called Fish Lake, Sugarman. And I don't know how you guys call, I don't know if it's still in there or not, but so change, so change. Who's at Adorni? You know what's Adorni? Yeah, I mean, Joanne and Pat know. Adorni mean you real gotta disappear. That young boy, you miss out all of grandma's story. And Adorni mean you gonna go someplace. Noch ok, uterin tak. From there way up there, some place, big lake called Fish Lake, Sugarman. And I don't know how you guys call, I don't know if it's still in there or not.